This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Well, happy Tuesday, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Great to be back here with you guys after a long weekend. And we missed you, certainly. A little bit odd getting back to work today. Threw me off my game being off on Monday, especially with a bunch of stuff to talk about. That's a weird one. We haven't had a Monday in a while, since the Super Bowl maybe, where you felt like, oh, there's actually a decent amount of stuff to talk about, but we'll have that for you today.
In a while since the Super Bowl.
Which was last week.
Last week. Well, I mean, before that, it was nothing. Why don't both of you suck?
We haven't had a Monday with something to talk about since...
I'm in no mood.
Well,
I'm in
a week
no
ago.
Mood. I'm in no mood.
All right, tell us why you're in... Well, introduce us and then tell us why you're in no
that's
mood.
That's Paul, that's Ben.
Hey, how are you?
Toads, both of you.
Good start to the week.
I'm in a bad mood. I sit in traffic for 4 hours yesterday, driving back from Joshua Tree on a day trip. A two-hour drive turned into 4 hours, and I want to die still. I'm still bitchy about it.
But you didn't see that coming.
That's the best part.
He actually didn't.
I'm driving on the road going, where in the F are all these people? Where is everyone coming from? What do people do? Since when is President's Day? Like, travel on the roads day. I had no idea. None. I was completely flummoxed and flabbergasted as we got up yesterday morning, early as hell. Got up at 4:30. Hit the road by probably 4:45. Stopped, you know, got some Starbucks as a family. Rode into Joshua Tree, unfettered. Just cruise right in. Went right to breakfast. Met our friend Jack. You guys know Jackie Jacksaw. Had a delicious breakfast. And then went in, tackled the park. Time of our lives. Climbing rocks. Going into caves. Driving around. Beautiful, beautiful day. We had lunch. And then we hit the road. And the next thing you know, I'm sitting in Riverside or some godforsaken dump, dairy town, sitting, rotting in this van, looking at the time. Now you'll be home at 4:15. Now you'll be home at 4:30. Now you'll be home at 4:45.
Oh, nothing worse than the ETA.
Oh, my God, Ben!
The goalposts move
and
on.
And I'm rocking back and forth in the van. I'm like,
just give it to me straight right away. Just tell me right
tell
away.
Tell me I'm looking down the barrel of 6 hours, because I'll tell you what I would have done.
Don't change it on me.
I would have gotten a hotel. I would have gotten a hotel room. I would have driven back this morning.
So here's, and you know what? You did not grow up here. So
that's true.
So maybe you can be excused. But Hannah should know this.
She didn't tell me on purpose.
That when... This particular weekend,
I'm not driving.
President's Day weekend, kids all get at least 4 days off, if not the whole week off, plus Monday.
That was also
school.
That was also news to me. I thought it was one day.
So everybody goes on vacation, and because it's not a time where everybody else has a lot of time off, and what they do, because it's February for families who ski, they all go to the mountains. This is the time where skiing people go to the mountains. And then on Monday, they're all driving back from Big Bear, which, by the way, Same route home as Joshua Tree.
Right above Joshua Tree.
We got to the park, and I went, oh, man, there's a little bit of a line. There was like 12 cars in line to get to the park, and I was like, okay. Maybe a lot of people had the same idea. When I tell you, I had no earthly idea that this was quote-unquote ski week, then I'm telling you, that's where it was. It was San Jacinto, and somebody just put it in the chat. Sounds like San Jacinto. I mean, you would get up to a light. There would be, I'm not joking when I tell you this.
Hemet,
yeah.
Paris.
There'd be a light ahead, and you'd see it, and it would be blinking, or it would be a stop sign. And I'd be like, there are 300 cars in front of me. There are 300 cars. And I'm just sitting there rocking back and forth. So then my son. So we finally get on a decent clip, and we're moving. 7-year-old from the back. Dad! What? I gotta go pee. How bad? Pretty bad. Can you make it 7 minutes? No. Okay. Pull off. This is right before I get on, like, the 60, maybe? Does that sound familiar,
yeah,
the 60?
Yeah, 60's right, yeah.
So I had to get off, found a Chevron. I was like, I might as well fill up while I'm here. Pump didn't work. I had to go inside, bring him inside with me. Lady's in there with her daughter. They finish. We walk in. I go, all right, go ahead. He goes, I can't go. Why? Why not? I can't go. I waited too long. I go, what do you mean you waited? So that's not how urine works. The more urine that builds up, the more you have to urinate. I can't go. Bro, come. I go, so I turn the faucet on in the bathroom. And I go, all right.
Tried and true.
I turn my head. I go, just go. And he said, well, now you're yelling at me. I can't go. I go, I'm begging you, dude. I am begging you. So he couldn't go. So he did not go. So we get back in the car. He set us back a good solid 50 minutes. Like 50 minutes.
As alarm.
False alarm. As soon as we get back on, I'm like, oh my God. We almost got blindsided by a truck. I looked at Hannah, I go, you know what? I get one day off. You know how I woke up this morning? Same time I did as I get up for work. And now I'm sitting in 4 hours of traffic. It was a 4-hour drive home.
Oh my God.
So, yeah, I'm very, very bitchy this morning. But I'm happy to be here with you guys. I was until you guys opened your mouths. But how was your weekends, guys? Couldn't have been any worse than that.
I think mine was quite a bit better than yours. Got a couple of rounds of golf at the GOAT.
That sounds luxurious.
Celebrated our 23rd wedding anniversary. We went old school. Went to a Red Tractons.
Oh, I love that place. I haven't been in forever.
Right across from the racetrack. It used to be, back in the day, you know, we'd each order our own entree and sides and salads and everything. When you get to the point where you're just sharing one salad, one baked potato and one steak, and you can't even finish that. You know, you've kind of turned a corner in, like, I think your life, because that was all we could eat. And we were like, okay, we're good.
That's it. That's Why plenty. Do you think that is?
I don't know. I think it's something about metabolism as you get older, and just you look at that big plate of food and you go, I can't do it anymore.
I don't. I don't feel that way. I mean, Paulie,
your grandparents always eat like birds, you know, at some point. Like,
maybe.
Just
Paulie, we're getting to when that you point. Go to dinner and Megan goes, don't you guys still get your own meal?
Yeah, at least the entree.
Like, Hannah and I don't.
We'll split up
we'll split an appetizer.
Like, split a salad and then, oh, let's get like a crab cake or something.
Yeah, and we'll split that.
Yeah.
And then you get your own entree.
Yeah.
I've not gotten to the point where my wife and I do that.
Last time we had a fancy dinner for her birthday, we did do, is it the, what's the two steaks, the ribeye and the filet?
A T-bone or a porterhouse.
We did do that because we each ordered a ribeye and a filet, and the guy goes, look, I'm just going to tell you right now.
Slam them together, dude.
It'll actually be cheaper. Yep. It looks better. He comes out, and it's just this huge slab of meat. He cut it right there at the table.
Cutting at the table is great. Yeah, Jada the J.O. says, subconsciously, I just want to save money. No,
that could be it.
I consciously like to save money. That wasn't it, though. It was more than enough food. I don't want to waste a bunch of food. I mean, you're not going to take a bunch of leftover salad home. The baked potatoes there, I must say, are the big. I don't know where they
are. They?
Straight from Idaho. They're the biggest baked potatoes in the world. I mean, one baked potato is like three baked potatoes in one. They're gigantic.
Well, that sounds lovely.
Yeah, we had a nice time.
That's nice. We, the one thing I wanted to let our tier ones know, too, I have a good feeling about this upcoming Padres season, and there's a reason why. I've been to Joshua Tree a bunch in the last year or so. Paulie even went as well. And I've shared with you the old man, the story of the old man. Potentially the oldest man on the planet that I've seen every, because I always go to the Joshua Tree Saloon, grab a beer, grab a food, whatever. It's just, it's perfect. It's right by the entrance. Like, it's just an easy spot. It's big enough to where you know you're going to get a seat. So I was like 4 for 4. Jack's gone by himself. He saw the old man sitting at the bar drinking the Coors Light. Yeah, the ghoul, as Carlos just called him. Paulie and Megan.
Kind of mean, but it's fairly accurate.
Paulie and Megan went. They saw him.
Oh, yeah.
He's a fixture.
It's jarring.
Shelly's been. She's seen it.
She's seen it.
Oh, yeah.
It's jarring to see this dude. Probably a very nice guy. It's weird because he actually knew Robert E. Lee and dated Susan B. Anthony. That's how old this guy looks. He was in the Confederate Army. I'm 90% sure. Every time I saw him, something devastating would happen. The one minute I looked at him, the next day, remember I got COVID. Remember when I came back from Joshua Tree and it knocked me out? Jack had something attacked his hand where he couldn't, he's a letter carrier. He couldn't lift anything. His hand turned into a claw for about a week. I got deathly ill. Paulie, the day Paulie saw him, we lost to the Dodgers 2-0 in 24 scoreless innings.
Yeah, it was that afternoon.
It was that Friday afternoon.
Of game 5.
So
I said, this is either
the blessing or curse.
Charm,
yeah.
Or the reason we lose.
So my dude, we go yesterday, and I'm looking at Jack, and I'm looking at Hannah, and I told Bo about it and Taylor, and I'm like, if we see this guy, we're cursed for another 100 years or something. He wasn't there. Mm. And so I got to tell you, I'm feeling pretty good about this upcoming season.
Let's go, so, Padres.
He was not there. So that I feel like that bought us a few wins easily. So the old man was not at the bar. I mean, hopefully he's okay. I can't imagine that he is. If my guess is, he may not be with
us
anymore.
Well, maybe he's moved down here and we're going to see him at Petco Park. Season ticket holder.
Just sitting. Just sitting. Getting older. So he was not there. So that does give me a little bit of a good feeling about the upcoming season. So I looked for him. He wasn't there. So we made it. We're back here. And I hate both of you guys for making me feel bad.
All right. We are off and running. We've got plenty to get to. We'll set the menu. Plenty of Padres talk, though, as full squads are now at spring training. Got a jammed house in Peoria, Arizona. We'll be there next week, of course, for our live shows.
You lapping it up like I'm lapping it up?
Yeah. Sammy's providing a lot of good content on social media.
He's really doing well, and they're all asking all of the questions I wanted to ask. So I'm really excited to go out in a couple weeks like Adam and just reiterate all the questions. It's going to be really fun. But yeah, they're doing a great job.
But we are still a few weeks away from the actual start of the season. And if you're looking for something to spend the meantime, may I suggest Prize Picks, getting involved. Basketball is back after the All-Star break, and you can put together lineups between 2 and 6 players, just picking more or less on stat projections and winning real money, up to 1,000 times your cash. With Prize Picks, it's really easy, it's safe, it's fun. There are millions and millions of users who have won billions of dollars with Prize Picks. I am one of them. The app is very simple, easy to download. Just go to prizepicks.com, download the app, use the code KWFN. When you do, you're going to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. That's $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup simply by using the code KWFN. Always look for those special squares, the boosts, the bonuses. It's a great way to add a little oomph to your account when you're playing without actually even putting more into your lineups. Very simple. You can go aggressive with the power plays, 5 or 6 together, go for the big, big scores. Or you can go flex plays where you win 2 out of 3 and still add to your money, add to your account. With Prize Picks, fun to play, easy to do. It's legal in 30 states, including California. Prize Picks, run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details. We'll be right back after Kelly's traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Well, I heard it this morning. I'm sure Paulie put it together as our imaging director, but it was the first promo for Padres Baseball 2025 on 97.3 The Fan.
Friday, the San Diego Padres take on the Seattle Mariners. And you can hear it right here on 97.3 The Fan.
First pitch when? About noon?
Paulie, what is it? No, it's
noon.
Yeah, noon. It's noon. Noon, that's right. So we got afternoon baseball in 3 days from now.
Padres, Mariners.
No doubter, Jackson Merrill.
Cactus League Baseball on The Fan. Our coverage begins Friday at noon. The Padres play here on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. What do you have against Tony Gwynn Jr.? Why couldn't you get a little clip of him in there as well?
Jesse? I had to mix it up.
Yeah, mix it up.
Got a bunch of different play-by-plays. There's one that's got the crack of the bat, and you just hear, ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
A little Tony.
That's my favorite Tony.
Ooh.
You know, ooh. You know it's gone when he is at the ooh.
I'm excited. Televised, do we know yet? Or just radio for a while?
They did put out their TV schedule. I believe almost every game is at least streamed video-wise with Jesse and Tony's
Tony call, and Jesse are working a lot.
Yeah. Are they? And then Don and Mudd are only doing a couple of games. But
slackers, dude.
Yeah, they'll do, like, there's games that'll be on the radio, there's games that Don and Mudd will do, and then there's, like, the webcast, which has, like, a pretty stationary camera. It's not like the full production.
Love
kind of behind the plate, and then you'll hear Jesse and Tony.
Love the old spring training stationary camera highlights on the ESPN. Grainy. I mean, they all look like the Zapruder film, too. Like, I get it. You're not going to put a whole crew out there. But maybe we could get... I mean, it's like the low-tier cameras that they use for... It's not just the Padres. It's every team. That back view of way up in the press box, it looks like, and you just hear... And guys running around the bags, man, it's back. It's back. And I had some friends out at spring training this weekend. And I love seeing the pictures. I love seeing all the sights and sounds, man. It's been really cool so far.
So the Padres had Sunday off, and then yesterday you had your first full squad day in Peoria. And we will hear sound from some of your favorites. Manny Machado spoke in the clubhouse. Fernando Tatis Jr. was there. I think Jason Hayward talked a bit as well. Sammy Leavitt was there for all of it. And you will hear from many of those players this morning as we go through some of the sound from the weekend. They also introduced the newest Padre yesterday, had his official welcome news conference. Nick Pivetta was added to the mix, officially signed his four-year, $55 million contract that we talked about last week. And I got some comments from Michael King about Nick Pivetta as well. So
those
were
great,
yeah,
by the way. Those comments were fantastic.
I knew you'd like it.
They're fantastic.
You know, without getting too much into it, sounds like Nick Pivetta has a bit of an edge.
Can relate.
And I know that Woods likes players with a bit of an edge.
Got to have a little bit of an edge in this game. You got to play this game with fear and arrogance, Ben.
Today is also the day where we are expected to hear from the CEO of the San Diego Padres.
Now, that's a big one. That's a big one. That's coming down this morning at about 9:10, I believe.
Yeah, right in the last hour of our show.
Okay.
So we'll effort to turn around some of that audio, you know, by the end of the program. If not, I'm sure Annie and Elston will have all of it for you. But yeah, Eric Rupner is going to stand in front of the media in Peoria this morning, but not accompanied by any control person.
Is that odd to you?
Well, I mean, that's how they've done it in recent years. It was, you know, it was him and Ron Fowler, then it was him and Peter Seidler, and last year it was him and Eric Kutsenda. Now John Seidler's been approved as the new control person, but it hasn't officially taken over those responsibilities yet until they figure out that the deal is becoming the trustee of the Peter Seidler Trust. Once that is done, then he will officially be the
kind of the lame duck.
Yeah, he's kind of he's on his way out. So, you know, it doesn't make a lot of sense for him to stand there and go,
I already don't want to be up there.
I'm done in a couple of weeks.
it'd be like if I announce my retirement. And Adam's like, hey, I need you to show up at this appearance. I don't think so. I got two weeks left, bro. Leave me alone. No, I'm not doing
my
a round table.
Is packed, like...
I have 2 weeks left. I'm not doing any round tables for the last 2 weeks, okay? Leave me alone. That's exactly what it is. So I guess it does make sense, Ben. I don't think it's anything nefarious that that John's not up there because it's not quite official, right?
It is not.
Until the paperwork is done.
I mean, is that a bit of a kick the can down the road? Like, hey, we don't have to yet, so let's just wait on it. And, I mean, this would have been a very different conversation for Eric Rupner had it happened 2 weeks ago.
I couldn't agree more.
You know, going into it after the Pivetta signing, after, you know, adding Connor Joe and Jason Hayward.
And
the signing the Padres reportedly made yesterday as well. Just, you know, they've added pieces to the puzzle it changes the complexion a little bit about this upcoming season. You're not going to get quite the level of scrutiny that you would have a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, I don't think the Padres set the world on fire with many of their off-season signings. That being said, you know, Pivetta at least gave some people a little bit of a heartbeat that were really nervous about them being able to spend money. And we do know that they did have to get extremely creative on that deal as well. But you're right. I think 2 weeks ago, I think there's a pit in your stomach if you're walking to the mic, if you're Eric Grubner. Today, not saying there won't be, but I'm saying maybe a little bit less than there would have been 2 weeks ago.
So we got plenty of Padres baseball to talk about. We can also talk about San Diego State hoops. They got another game tonight after a big win over the weekend against Boise State on Saturday night. They finally made it look somewhat easy as they win at home, a game that they were favored to do, didn't have to come from way behind or anything like that. But Aztecs have another must-win game tonight against Fresno State. So we'll talk a little San Diego State basketball. And then we've got some giveaways as well. Of course, our biggest fan contest continues. We'll have another name for you at 9 o'clock to qualify for the night in the Odyssey Suite. But also got some tickets today to give away for AEW Dynamite at Front Wave Arena, coming to the new arena in Oceanside on February 26th. And you'll have a chance in our next hour to win some tickets to AEW. And I know people who love wrestling, this is going to be a pretty good prize for that. So give your keep listening here for a chance to win. And in probably the next hour or so, we'll have an opportunity to win those AEW tickets. Regular features, Don't Do This, Take on Woods, Rival Report, and of course, Sammy Spring Training will give us caught up on everything that happened over the weekend when he joins us at about 8:35 this morning from Peoria, Arizona.
Well, and I know a lot of people were flipping out about it, and I know I was one of them as well. The Nick Pivetta deal, you know, taking about a week or so, or almost a week to get announced, and that was a bit of a relief yesterday. You never know, man, what goes on behind the scenes. We saw a couple of things happen in the NBA recently, Benny, where, you know, the trades get rescinded and deals fall through. But the fact that they made it official yesterday, looking forward to talking some Nick Pivetta with you guys. And then I think, you know, we need to talk about it's not reported anymore. It's official. Yuli Gurriel signing with the San Diego Padres. And I got to say, speaking of flummoxed, I was a bit flummoxed by this move and a bit taken aback. And we need to parse that out as well.
All right, we'll get to all of that coming up next. First, though,
gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, GEGE000466.
Oh, you know what that disclaimer means? It means we're talking about 7 Mile Casino. It is our favorite card room in San Diego, not just for the proximity, which is fantastic. It's 7 Mile Casino because it's just 7 minutes from downtown, right down the 5 freeway, but also because it's a fantastic place. It's an upscale card room. It's light. It's got TVs all over the place. It's comfortable. It's friendly. It's everything you're really looking for if you're a card player in a great place to spend a couple of hours.
And, you know, we've done it before where we've gone and just had lunch there and actually didn't sit down at the tables. It's a great place for lunch because they have fantastic food. We've had every meal there as far as breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They knock them all out of the park. But, again, you walk in there, it's a smoke-free environment, and it's just 7 minutes from downtown. You really can't beat it with a stick, guys. So if you haven't gone out 7 Mile Casino, make it a priority. You always ask, how can we help you guys? That's a good way. Go to 7 Mile Casino, let them know, hey, Ben and Woods told me to come in here and play. Ben and Woods told me to come in here and eat. That'd be a huge help for us.
Don't forget about the none of the above breakfast, brunch, lunch, dinner option, the 24/7 players menu, one of the very few places in San Diego. You can really get a good meal any time of day, 3 a.m., 2 p.m., whatever. They're always serving. They've always got great, great food at Sammy's. Please check it out today at 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown. We're just trying to figure out what order. When you miss, you know, 3 days for the long weekend and a bunch of stuff happens, how do you kind of divide it up? So we're just going to go in reverse order chronologically to talk Padres baseball this morning and start with yesterday's surprise news. Has not been officially announced by the San Diego Padres, but reported by multiple sources that
it was.
I don't think they've officially.
The team hasn't announced.
I swear to God, I saw it on Instagram, but maybe not. Maybe it was some blogger.
They announced Pivetta yesterday, yep. Finally. But what has not been announced, I don't believe, is the signing of first baseman Yuli Gurriel to a minor league deal with an invitation to spring training, but according to reports, a good chance to actually make the 2025 Padres. Now, you probably remember Gurriel as a two-time World Series champion, batting title winner with the Houston Astros. But, you know, looking it up, I saw that and I go, oh, okay, this is exciting and interesting. And I realize he hasn't had a solid offensive year since 2021. It's been a while. You know, 2022, 2023, 2024. Last year, 18 games with the Kansas City Royals and then was let go. Spent most of his time
AAA,
with
right?
the Braves, AAA affiliate, where he put decent numbers up at AAA, but never
like decent, though.
Never got a call up
right.
by the Braves, which seems somewhat telling. And I think your reaction and my reaction were similar. And it was, all right, what's the thinking here from AJ Preller? I mean, they need a designated hitter. Possibly they need a backup first baseman, although Connor Joe can fill that role already
right.
with Luis Arraez scheduled to really get the bulk of the starts at first base. He's probably at 40. Gurriel's not someone you're going to want to rely out in the field much. So this is strictly, I would think, a play as a potential DH.
I have no problem with looking at scrap heap guys for $1 million. I don't. I have no problem with it. My gut immediately was, oh, yeah, I'm not too worried about this because I don't think he'll make the team. But I have seen, you know, like you said, some reports saying, oh, no, I mean, you know, he can hit, and I'd love to see that. I haven't seen that out of Yuli Gurriel in a while. But I think the thing that is the most irritating or the most troublesome is his history with Yu Darvish, who is our, you want to talk about a player that deserves to be put on a pedestal here in San Diego. It's Yu Darvish, period, the end. One of my favorite players, one of my favorite pitchers of all time, and what Yuli Gurriel did years ago when he was with the Astros. I believe he was with the Dodgers at the time.
It was in the World Series.
It was in the World Series.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did the mocking of the Japanese eye. He did the, you know, kind of like slant eye thing, and he was like making fun of Yu Darvish on the bench. I remember when it happened. And remember going, whoa, my God, did I just see that on live television in a World Series? And the answer is yes. And so I thought about it, and then somebody had retweeted Yu's comments from that time. This is all the way back in 2017, and Yu had tweeted, what he had done today isn't right, but I believe we should put our effort into learning rather than to accuse him. If we can take something from this, that is a giant step for mankind. Since we are living in such a wonderful world, let's stay positive, move forward instead of focusing on anger. I'm counting on everyone's big love. So, sounds like this may have been squashed by Yu Darvish years ago, many years ago, you know, 8 years ago, essentially, Ben. But I think when it happened, the juice, in my opinion, the juice isn't worth the squeeze, so to speak, with a Yuli. Why even put Yu in that position, right? They come to Yu and they say, hey, he's not going to cost us a lot of money. We think maybe he can help us win ball games. Are Yu in? Is this okay with you? What are you supposed to say? What are you supposed to say? Yu is the ultimate teammate. He's the ultimate team guy. And I think you put him in a weird position, do you not, by asking him?
If you play third base for the Red Sox, you can just say no.
Yeah, you can just say no.
He's just, you know, Yu is just such an adult in the room.
He's a diplomat, is what he is, man. He's diplomatic.
You have no worries that Yu Darvish is going to have any, you know, reaction other than be a total professional.
Correct.
No matter what.
The pro's pro.
Forward.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm not worried about, you know, some sort of incident or lingering bad feelings. I just don't understand
the baseball move.
I mean, even Yuli Gurriel at his best. Yeah, I'd absolutely take a batting champion as your designated hitter. That seems unlikely, especially
it's
at
not
age,
unlikely. It's impossible.
At age 40. But you're not getting a ton of power. He does get on base, you know, draw some walks. Maybe it's just a. It's just a sign of how little the Padres really think they have at DH right now.
That's definitely something. But like David Peralta is available, who didn't do that to Yu Darvish and was a really valuable part of your team last year as far as its chemistry went and, you know, produced a little bit. I'd say he produced more than Yuli Gurriel did. And that's without going and doing a deep dive on the numbers. I could say pretty confidently David Peralta had a better year than Yuli Gurriel did last year. Like you said, you as the adult in the room, he's not going to make waves about this. But it's one of those moves where you go, well, that was completely unnecessary.
But it's also just, not a guy that you expect to get MVP votes this year. And you're
right.
Like, hey, you. Like,
look, man.
Are you guys good? Can you guys get through this?
In the history, there's beef with players. There's beef that lingers. You have to run into those guys sometimes. You play against them. But to have them on the same team, and again, like, it's not like he's, hey, you, we're bringing in an all-star here that is going to help us win ball games. And you goes, yeah, man, I was over it 8 years ago. I can move on from it now. It just seemed unnecessary for many reasons. Like, for many reasons. Not just that, Ben. The reason that, like, the guy's 40 years old, and, yeah, it's $1 million.
Well, it's nothing if he doesn't.
If he doesn't make the team.
So, or I think they did guarantee him like $140,000, no matter what. But it's a very minimal investment. And if he doesn't make the team, fine. If he does, I mean, if he has an amazing spring and you know he's hitting and is potentially a solution at the DH position for the San Diego Padres, then you're going to say, "Oh, $1 million
is a great deal,
is a steal, and it's a great deal." What a savvy move by AJ Preller,
but I think there's savvy moves you can make without this extra stuff, right? Like this extra drama. And again, you know, I can't imagine that they are unfamiliar with what happened, you know, 7 years ago or 8 years ago. I think everybody's familiar with it. People do grow. People do realize the error of their ways. I'm a big second chance guy, but for me, it's like, man, that's Yu Darvish. Like, that's not an apple cart I would even attempt to even consider upsetting, you know, if it's Yu Darvish. Like, what are we talking about here? So the move in and of itself is like, doesn't do much for me. Honestly, the Hayward, and there are people right now rolling their eyes saying, I feel the same way about Connor Joe and Jason Hayward. I don't particularly. I think those are better moves than this one, based on the fact that they're both younger than Yuli Gurriel, have been a little bit more productive than Yuli Gurriel, and two elite human beings. Like, by all accounts, I told you, Jason Hayward, from my source, said he is number 1A in baseball as far as a clubhouse guy goes, and the same can be said for Connor Joe.
He does have a notable nickname.
What is it?
He's La Piña.
La Piña.
Which is the pineapple in Spanish, and I can only imagine. I don't know the history, but I think it's his hair.
It's the hair. It looks like
someone said it looks like one of those treasure trolls with the.
It's the
with the
or
yeah.
He's a swinger. Mm. The pineapple is the. Did you know this? The universal symbol for swinger.
I did not know that.
It's a true story.
Really?
So maybe that's one of his proclivities.
Hmm.
Which, hey, to each their own.
Or maybe.
I'm just throwing it out there.
And I'll just throw something else out there. Maybe AJ is punishing Yu Darvish for not landing Roki Sasaki, and this is how he decided to get him back. Hey, I know who you hate. I'm going to sign him.
That's the worst idea I've ever heard in my life. Ever.
I don't think that's actual. I'm kidding. I am totally kidding. That is
hey,
not a
reason. Watch this.
It's not a reason to sign.
Our GM better not be doing bits like this. So again, I
find myself conflicted and kind of in both camps where all offseason, all I wanted was like some moves.
Yeah, yeah.
Now we've got some moves.
But they're just moves.
And yet I'm like, not a single one of those moves really blows my hair back, my upside down pineapple hair,
yes.
Like at all. And you're like, well, I guess it's better than not make. If they hadn't made a move by today, we'd all be losing our minds.
Paulie,
I mean, not a single move.
My hair would have fallen out, bro. If we hadn't done
crazy.
Anything, I mean, nothing, and it was just minor league deals, yeah, I get you.
But all the 1 year, you know, low risk, kind of low reward,
but
like,
they're
not doing a whole
there
lot.
There was one significant move, and no one can argue that it wasn't, and that was the signing of Nick Pivetta.
Indeed.
He was introduced yesterday in Peoria, officially signed his deal, and we'll hear a little bit from the new Padres starting pitcher right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
From
from the 855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury. Here's Kelly Danick.
Traffic is brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring. Got a couple things to mention here. Northbound side of the 805 before Plaza Boulevard. Accident involving several vehicles. Got the fast lane blocked. Also, collision on West 52 near Santo Road. A couple vehicles involved. So you get the fast lane blocked. Accident has cleared on Northbound 15 near Adams Avenue. What makes Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water different? They always bottle their Alpine Spring Water less than 1.5 miles from the spring source. And all their bottles are made with 50% recycled plastic from their own recycling plants. Crystal Geyser, bottled at the spring source. I'm Kelly Danick with Ben and Wood, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right, initial impressions. Nick Pivetta, I'm sure you've seen some of the sound bites. You know, our Sammy Levitt was there getting all the audio from his introductory press conference. It was very matter of fact, very calm, collected, cool in his initial press conference with the San Diego Padres. Was asked the questions that you would expect about turning down his $21 million qualifying offer and the unusual structure of the deal that he signed, with just getting $1 million salary this year and a small signing bonus, but then getting, you know, $19 million next year and opt-outs in years 2 and 3. But to me, you know, he just seemed like a very professional pitcher who was ready to come in and contribute for the San Diego Padres.
Yeah, I definitely like what I heard, and I've liked what I've seen. And you know, some of the usual suspects on Twitter have done such a good job. Our buddy Clark Fahrenholt, who works for Mad Friars, he's done a great job diving in. Our buddy Tommy, that always is diving into these guys' underlying numbers. Everybody likes what they see from Nick Pivetta with some room to grow. And when you put a guy like Pivetta, who reminds a couple of these guys that do these deep dives, Ben, who reminds them of the Seth Lugo, Michael Wacha type, mostly Lugo, I think, with the fastball that plays up and the slider. And you think about pairing them with Ruben Niebla. Ruben had some great comments about Nick Pivetta in this piece by Jeff Sanders. And he basically said, look, I love what this guy does. He says it's stuff. Mindset, strike one, strike two. Talking to him, he's very aggressive. He's going to try to go after hitters. That's the culture and identity of our guys. If you think about it, from Musgrove to King and who he became, and you start filling in some of the bullpen with Jason Adam, Robert Suarez, Jeremiah Estrada, it's guys that are not afraid of competition. And to that point, they asked Michael King, who still has some friends over in the AL East. Michael King from Jeff Sanders' piece says, well, he ultimately settled on dog, because everyone's a dog, right? But another word popped into his head, even after the cameras walked away, King was only willing to go so far with an elaboration. Quote, I've just heard some people don't like competing against him, which makes me happy he's on my team. That I love. I love that. That other guys don't like facing him. They don't like competing.
What was the word that you think that Michael King would not?
That's a good question.
A-hole,
maybe? Yeah. A-hole? That guy, D word, maybe.
God, I don't know, something like that.
Look, you hate playing against those guys. Boy, you love them when they're on the team.
So jerks and Profar like that.
100%.
For the Padres.
100%.
It's a little different as a pitcher as opposed to a position player and having that impact.
But I like that makeup. I like that mentality, and I think the fans will.
Mentioned Seth Lugo, and here's the irony: I have higher expectations for Nick Pivetta. Coming in, he's getting paid more than Seth Lugo was. He's more established, but I would absolutely take the results that the Padres got from Seth Lugo in a heartbeat. If he could pitch as well as Seth Lugo did for the San Diego Padres, you'd be thrilled, even at the higher price point, to get that from Nick Pivetta.
No doubt.
Let's get to some of the audio. Here's a little bit from his introductory news conference. Welcome to the San Diego Padres, Nick Pivetta.
Yeah, it's an extraordinary organization. You know, they had reached out and we had some really good talks, and we were able to get a deal done, and it was a comfortable situation. I had good talks with AJ and with Schmidt and with Ruben, and, you know, we had a good Zoom call, and, you know, it just seemed like a good fit, and everything kind of lined out the way it needed to go.
What do you make of kind of pitching group that you'll be joining, both the guys in the rotation and also working with Ruben going forward there?
Yeah, you know, it's a very good group of established guys. You know, Darvish leading them, you have Cease and King. you know, those guys are proven pitchers and they've done an extraordinary job. I look forward to, you know, getting to know them. Obviously, it's my first day here, you know, learning from them and, you know, just exchanging knowledge and, you know, going through a big league season with them.
What went into your decision to, you know, reject the qualifying offer and go into free agency?
I think it's just a conversation I had with my agent with where the market was going. You know, I wanted to see if I could get a more longer-term deal, some more comfort for me and my wife, you know, just to kind of know that we're going to be somewhere for a little bit. And, you know, I think that's where I was in my life right now, or in that moment. And, you know, I'm pretty excited just to be here and be able to have this opportunity.
Was it uncomfortable getting into February with no opportunity or no job secured yet?
No, not really. I kind of kept a cool, calm, collective head. You know, I had a really good support team around me. I had everything I needed in Jupiter, Florida at Cressy's facility, you know, catchers and partners to throw with. And I just continued to work out and, you know, hone my craft and work on the little things that I needed to work on from 24 to make sure that I was, you know, best suited to come here and succeed.
This team was really close last year. How much did organizational success and trajectory factor into where you wanted to go?
Yeah, I think for me, winning's 100% the most important thing. That's all I really care about. That's all I want to do. And, you know, with the way that this team finished last year and what they did last year, it's really important for me to, you know, be able to come here and try to contribute to that and continue to, you know, follow this team in the direction that they're going in.
All right, that was the bite I used last night on Channel 10. You know, winning's the only thing that matters to me, the most important thing, the reason why, you know, I'm coming to the Padres organization. I want to win, which is, I think, what fans like to hear.
Who is Schmidt?
All right, so I'm assuming, unless there's someone in the Padres organization I don't know.
Bill Schmidt.
Is it possible that Nick Pivetta lands in Kangaroo Court on the first day?
Yes.
By calling his manager Mike Schilt.
Mike Schmidt.
Mike Schmidt.
Now, Mike Schmidt was
I've heard of Mike Schmidt.
Great,
I get it.
Great Major League Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Mike Schmidt.
Schmitty.
Schmitty. Hey, boy. Time to start running polls. You don't get my name wrong, you running. That's it. I love it. Well, I mean, Schilty's done it in reverse.
That's true.
Too.
He still can't say Jurickson.
Yeah, he can't say Jurickson.
Jurickson.
He would say Jurickson on our show, and it would slay me every time. So, listen, there's a lot of new faces, a lot of new names you got to remember. But, yeah, Mike Schmidt. There's nothing we didn't know, but Mike Schmidt, new manager of the San Diego Padres. It was great. It was great.
Now, AJ has a lot of staffers. It's possible. There's a Schmidt in there somewhere.
Schmitty?
You're unaware of.
I'm unfamiliar with a Schmitty, but it could very much happen.
But, yeah, no, sounds like he has Mike King called him a dog.
Shanine. She'll calls you Hugh. Hugh Darvish. Hugh. Hugh. Now that I think about it, I think you're absolutely right. San Diegoans? Yeah, it's great. It's great. I mean, look, he said all the right things, certainly. He's got a body.
We were able to get a deal done, and it was a comfortable situation. I had good talks with AJ and with Schmidt.
Schilt.
And it's with all Ruben.
It's
and,
all right.
You know, we,
okay, so it definitely.
With the three, you go AJ. Yeah. Schilt Ruben Schilt seems Ruben. To make the most amount of sense.
It happens. Mike Schmidt was a great, great player. And maybe that's what he was thinking of.
Oh.
Hugh Darvish.
We'll come back. Hour number two of Men in Woods. We heard from Joe Musgrove this weekend. He's got an aggressive timetable for this season.
I love it.
Best of luck to Joe. We'll be back with more on 97.3 The Fan. Don't go away.